today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Everyone wants peace. You want peace. I want peace. We all want peace. I believe that we all want peace with our enemies. How do you achieve that kind of peace? What if you give them what they want? Will that bring peace between you and them? Should you do whatever they ask you? Will that bring peace between you and them? Maybe buying them something will usher in peace between you and them. There are many things that break peace. There are many things that cause people to dislike one another. It can range from someone taking a parking space to someone feeling like someone said something about them. It can even fall into the area of something someone did to another person's relative 10 years ago, and they're still holding on to it. There is only one thing that will make your enemies even be at peace with you. In Proverbs chapter 16, verse 7, it is written, "When a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies be at peace with him." Based on this verse, you and I will have to reconsider how we approach obtaining peace with our enemies. It's not us, but our ways that please God that paves the road to peace with our enemies. God would have us to love our enemies and to do good to those who despitefully use us. Our response to the aforementioned is love. Love is an action word. Your love in action is the way that pleases God, and He makes your enemies even to be at peace with you. The phrase "even to be at peace" or "even be at peace with you" is seen through the lens of the unexpected. When your ways please the Lord, those that didn't like you will learn to love you. When your ways please the Lord, those who use you will get used to you. When your ways please the Lord, those who hate you will want to hug you. When your ways please the Lord, those who walk by you will want to walk with you. Peace is in the hands of God, and He can turn any heart for His purpose. Continue to shine like the light you are, and let your ways please the Lord. Continue to be the salt of the earth and season every conversation and person you meet. The world would not have the opportunity it has to come to Jesus without seeing Him manifest Himself in you each day as you live to live again. Let your ways please Him. You are the encouragement the world needs today. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing, the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.